I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Alabama fans in Tuscaloosa are celebrating the Crimson Tide's 45-40 win over Clemson in the College Football Playoff National Championship. APR's Mackenzie Bates takes us to campus, where the partying went on long after the final whistle.
Alabama fans piled out onto University Boulevard right outside of the Tuscaloosa campus to cheer as the Crimson Tide won the program's 16th national championship. Tight end O.J. Howard had 5 catches for 208 yards and 2 touchdowns, including the go-ahead score with 9:48 left in the game. John Haddon just bought a national championship t-shirt at Bama Express on the Strip. He says it's exciting to see another championship come back to Alabama.
If I don't mind spending a little money tonight, this is a great cause. 16 in 2016, are you kidding me? This is fabulous. I've never experienced anything like this. If you could be down here on the Strip, absolutely amazing.
The win gives Coach Nick Saban his 4th national championship as the head coach of the Crimson Tide. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates in Tuscaloosa.
The Alabama Republican Party is asking Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard to step down ahead of next month's legislative session. The party says they're hoping to avoid distraction. Hubbard is facing nearly 24 ethics charges, accusing him of using his public office for personal gain. His trial is scheduled to begin March 28th in the middle of the upcoming legislative session. The Alabama Republican Party Steering Committee passed a resolution asking Hubbard to suspend his leadership position until after the trial. Party Chair Terry Latham says lawmakers must be focused on the needs of the state, and Hubbard's legal situation will make it very difficult for him to meet the demands of his role as speaker. Hubbard calls the committee's request both premature and ill-advised and does not plan to step down. He says the vote is due to lingering resentment over compromises made to fund the state government last year. And Alabama's 2016 legislative session is only about 3 weeks away. State lawmakers are starting to make preparations. More than a dozen bills have been pre-filed for the upcoming session, including measures to restrict abortion, expand gun rights, and protect Confederate monuments in the state. But State Representative Mac McCutcheon says lawmakers' top priority for the upcoming legislative session is pretty clear.
It's going to be the budgets. We spent almost 9 months last year in a regular session and 2 special sessions trying to come up with revenue to fund the general fund, and we were still $80-something million short, and we had to cut some agencies.
One potential new source of revenue is an increase in the state gasoline tax. The Joint Transportation Committee is holding a series of meetings across the state to gauge interest. Now your forecast.
Mainly sunny and cool this afternoon. We'll top out in the low 50s, mid to upper 50s along the coast, and temperatures in the upper 40s for far north Alabama. Plenty of sunshine for a Wednesday. Cool day. Temperatures again, those low 50s, upper 40s for north Alabama. Thursday, clouds increase again. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.